Rivers of Light isn't opening this summer. Funny, I didn't know it was part of Avatar Land. Be useful if I had my video on. There you go. Animal Kingdom is turning 18 this week, so we're lifting its curfew. But only after school year ends, buddy. And if you thought Monsters, Inc. Laffler had a bad acronym, wait to hear what Toy Story Land is pulling out of its...
Watch it.
Well, you get the idea. You've read WW News Today, now you'll listen to WW News Tonight. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to WW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss, you're still not. Joining me over there, Nicholas Sisser, actually has his video on. You can see him. Look, he's down in the bottom.
Howdy, folks. Not wearing my race medals.
Yeah, Nick walked in like 20 minutes ago. He's like, keep forgetting we do a video show now. Could have worn my race medal.
I should have.
Yeah.
I took him off this morning. Did the half marathon on Sunday. So wore him for a couple days, of course, afterwards. And just took him off this morning right before showering and getting ready for work.
Yeah.
Okay, I wore him in the shower. Fine, whatever.
You know they'll rust, right?
Yeah. Well,
Nick, what a show we got tonight. This is, I think, top to bottom, one of the most exciting shows we've had.
Careful. Careful with the bottom jokes.
More on that later. We've got so much news. It's been a giant week for the company. On top of that, we have my personal favorite game we play, period, Disney Parks Pursuit, which combines you have to know Disney audio, you have to know Disney trivia, years things opened, Disney quotes, all these different things. And, of course, you win a fabulous prize from Theme Park Connection. We'll tell you how you can play shortly. We have a big announcement for WWNT fans coming up at the beginning of the next hour. We're going to have a discussion about Animal Kingdom. We're celebrating Animal Kingdom all night tonight. You'll hear special audio. We have a big discussion in the second hour. Lots of really cool stuff coming up related to that.
And the game is themed Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's right. Disney Parks Pursuit. It's our wild edition. It's going to be all Animal Kingdom related. We've never done a single park version before, but it's all Animal Kingdom music, trivia, all sorts of fun stuff in that tonight as well. Yeah, and people hate Tom, and we're angry about things, and all the other usual stuff
you've
come to expect from WW News Tonight. Coming your way tonight, I think you're going to have a great time tonight, the next 2 hours, folks. And we may even go overtime because there's just that much to cover this evening. So let's probably not waste any more time. Nick, you want to get into the news, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Rivers of Light, we broke the story earlier in the week that it will not be making the summer debut at all at this point, it seems like. But that is not stopping Disney at all from bringing Animal Kingdom to life in the evenings. It's going to start Memorial Day weekend. A number of offerings will debut, including a Rivers of Light placeholder called The Jungle Book, Alive with Magic. And for the summer, Discovery River will become a stage for music and pageantry in a limited engagement show inspired by the hit live-action film The Jungle Book.
Excited?
Jungle Book Alive with Magic is a live show filled with music and special effects that celebrates the new film and the classic songs now infused with an Indian influence.
All right.
So we don't have Rivers of Light ready, but enjoy the movie trailer on Miscreant, at least. Right? I'm glad they're doing something. Somebody came up with somewhat of a solution to this problem, and... There'll be something.
Yeah, it's great to have Jungle Book. The movie's
a
hit.
Fantastic movie. You haven't seen it yet, I know.
No. I was busy running a half marathon this weekend, Tom.
You should have still went to see this, because it's a fantastic movie. And you have to see it in 3D, I will say.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful film. Everything I hope these live-action remakes will be moving forward. Not that Cinderella was bad. Cinderella wasn't.
No, they're pretty good. They've been pretty good.
Maleficent was a turd, and the Alice movie is the Alice movie.
So. You don't like the Alice movies?
No.
I kind of do.
And I'm actually really angry that there's going to be that Alice preview in One Man's Dream. Because I know they're going to try and tie it, because they've done with those previews, they try to tie them into... The Jungle Book preview had like clips of Jungle Book animated movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, celebrating tradition, and I get a horrible feeling they're going to somehow say that that's continuing the tradition of Alice, but they really have very little in common other than name. But anyway,
I'll buy that.
I digress. I don't care for those movies. So.
I find them entertaining, but I really can't wait to see The Jungle Book. As Bill Murray, my favorite actor. I heard he does a great job, so excited.
The rest of the lineup will be coming together as originally envisioned for the park. The Tree of Life Awakens. The theme park's iconic Tree of Life will undergo extraordinary awakenings throughout the evening as the animal spirits are brought to life by magical fireflies that reveal colorful stories of wonder and enchantment. Jason, we have that video. Can we put that video up for people? They could see the Tree of Life coming to life, maybe.
They should have done a Star Wars Force Awakens tie-in with this and had midichlorians floating around instead of fireflies.
Boy. Oh, boy. So anyway.
That would have worked.
Yeah. So magical fireflies will reveal colorful stories of wonder and enchantment. High-tech projections of nature scenes take on a magical quality as they appear to dramatically emanate from within the Tree of Life. Sadly, though, no projections of falling tree limbs on net. Those will not be projected. Jason, I'm guessing we don't have video for everybody? Did that not work out? I don't know.
Worked out in rehearsal.
It did. We had video streaming. I don't know what happened. We lost it, I guess. Maybe we'll have that later, Jason, but if not, I'm going to move on to safaris if that might work at some point. But anyway, see what happens. We also have Kilimanjaro Safaris After Dark. Each evening, the popular Kilimanjaro Safaris daytime experience is artfully bathed in the glow of sunset with special light. Oh, maybe we'll have video.
Is this how Rivers of Light testing went?
Oh, let's see. Oh, look at that. So now you can see it while I talk about it. Look at that. This is getting fancy now, folks. So each evening, the popular Kilimanjaro Safari's daytime experience is artfully bathed in the glow of sunset with special lighting, allowing guests to explore this attraction well into the night. During the expedition, guests can now encounter the nighttime behavior of the wildlife and better tune into the unique vocalization of the animals. Plus, there are two new species to discover, African wild dogs and hyenas. The savanna will also be home to the recently endangered Tom Stags, who was rescued from captivity. It's a type of deer, I believe. Deer in headlights, that is. Anyway, there you see the video. You can see the
glow.
The glowing lights above guests, but also over the savanna and on the animals. Look at that. Not quite super dark in that clip, but you'll see in later clips it gets real dark. This is exciting. This is cool. I'm excited. Because there's a lot of animals on the on Kilimanjaro that don't necessarily aren't supposed to necessarily be awake that much during the day, so it'll be interesting to see what they're doing at night. So
yeah, I'm excited. I mean, the visibility looks good. I mean, it's not anything too crazy, I guess the lights are kind of well hidden, right? You know, like anything else out
it
there.
Seems like Look at that. That's a really great shot. Look at the giraffe just walking.
Yeah.
Dark. It's really neat.
The animals looked really active in this promo video.
Well, I mean, it is a promo video. So
well,
you keep in mind they're not going to have shots of them just sleeping.
Best of the best. You see that glow? Like I can see.
You can see the glow in some of the shots from the orange lights. Yeah. So it's neat. I'm excited. This will be cool. Also coming, we got the Harambe Wildlife Party. When the sun sets, the popular village of Harambe will become a hot spot with new Harambe Wildlife Party, spelled with an I, so you know it's good. Here, party animals, quote unquote. That was actually in the release. Very funny, Disney. Can dance alongside a variety of entertainers and local street musicians and enjoy the lively rhythms of African music. Guests can also partake in exotic foods and libations and explore the diverse wares of village artisans and merchants in the vibrant marketplace. Harambe Wildlife Party.
Yeah.
We also got the Discovery Island Carnival. The spirited community of Discovery Island has come together to celebrate their love of the natural world with the Discovery Island Carnival. This nightly experience will captivate guests with lively music, jubilant dance, vibrant costumes, stilt walkers, and tasty culinary creations winding from one overpriced coffee shop to the other.
Hey.
Well, because you got Joffrey.
Right.
Both on Discovery.
That's good stuff. You got to stay caffeinated if the park's going to be open so late.
I guess so. I lost the chat. I got to see the chat. I got to see what people are talking about.
I'm excited. So is this probably a taste of the same show you saw, like, I think when you went to see Zootopia?
Yeah, they did a preview of some of this.
Yeah.
It's definitely along those lines. It's not going to be terribly different from the daytime entertainment, but it, at the same time, it'll be something. You know, it's something. And it's nice to give people, you know, bring some life to these areas at night.
Yeah.
Make them lively. I think it'll be a nice touch. I'm excited about it. For sure. But anyway, now that I've got the chat up, so I can see what everybody's saying out there in the chat. Hi there, chat. We've also got new adventures with favorite attractions. Most attractions will remain open at nightfall and will shine like never before, or not at all because they forgot to install lighting. Maybe. At sundown, Kali River Rapids will reveal mysterious twists and turns throughout the rainforest with dramatic and drenching fun in the dark that hides most of the unfinished show scene. Expedition Everest thrills adventurers as it lurches forward and backward through the icy peaks of the Himalayas. And at night, the majestic mountain challenges trekkers to an evening ride, revealing breathtaking views of the animal kingdom canopied by starlight and an even darker Yeti scene if possible. Amidst the colorful Midway games at Chester and Hester's Dino-Rama in Dinoland USA, the thrills turn up aboard the zany Triceratops Spin or Primeval Whirl under the string lights, meaning you could finally reenact the carnival scene from The Sandlot.
Super fun. Can't wait.
The Sandlot.
Do it. Classic. Classic film right
yeah.
there.
This park is beautiful at night. I know during the Christmas season some years I've gotten a be in the park after dark. It's really pretty. This is going to be something really special, regardless of Rivers of Light opening or not. The tree lighting up and this nighttime entertainment and this Jungle Book show, this is going to be cool. This is all going to be very neat.
Yeah, it was always fun to be in the park at night. I remember doing the Harambe Nights and various other events that that took place at the Animal Kingdom. Got to see it. And it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And it's great that... that we're going to get to experience this, because that park lit up is beautiful. So.
Absolutely.
So we get stuff.
All joking aside. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, Everest at night is great.
Yeah. Beginning May 27th, Animal Kingdom is going to be open nightly until 11 p.m., and that's going to last at least through July 2nd. There's no word yet on if any extra magic hour evenings will extend past this time, or if they will just be replaced with a $150 add-on event. So, yeah, we don't know what the hours will be after July 2nd. They might even be longer. Who knows? We just don't know yet. So we'll see what happens. But this is great, 11 o'clock every night. So we know May 27th is the hard start date. We don't know if they're going to soft open any of this stuff. But for sure, May 27th, we're going to have everything I just talked about running. So speaking of things that will be running beginning May 27th, Tiffin's, the newest restaurant in Discovery Island at Animal Kingdom, will open that weekend. And the Disney chefs have been hard at work to create inventive dishes inspired by the world's travels of the park's creators. And if they finish the restaurant early, these chefs will go on to help with Rivers. Jeez. From the familiar to something new. I love that joke. It's a really good joke.
It's the best.
I'm so proud of
that. I can you see that?
If you've never heard the show before, we do stop to comment when the jokes are actually kind of funny.
And there are little chef hats out there on the river.
Just with the knives, like, is this happening? Am I helping? Is this working yet? From the familiar to something new, the menu offers something for everyone, from a Berber spiced lamb chop to a New York strip steak or a beef short rib with potatoes. Starters will include a lobster popcorn Thai curry soup with basil and peanuts, marinated grilled octopus, sustainable seasonal fish crudo, and a salad of roasted baby beets and goat cheese with walnut granola and sun-dried cherry vinaigrette. That rounds out the international creations. Entrees include a Berber spiced lamb chop, lentil stew, a Berkshire pork tenderloin, hominy succotash, a miso glazed black cod. There is a grilled head-on shrimp with tomatoes. Sounds like the head-on shrimp they have at Trader Sam's, which, by the way, is my favorite entree at any Disney restaurant on Earth right now. It's really phenomenal.
Really?
I'm looking forward to this. Seasoned so great.
Seriously, huh?
It's light. You don't feel like you overate. It's nice in a theme park to get an entree that's filling, but you don't feel gross after.
You said that's at Trader Sam's?
No.
What did you say?
What did I say? Canteen.
Did I say
Trader Sam's?
No, I don't know. You might have said Skipper Canteen.
I might have, yeah.
I don't know.
Skipper Canteen. I don't know. They all have the same theme. So Skipper Canteen.
That makes more
Jungle
sense,
Cruise,
yeah.
Limited Skipper Canteen is where that is. For vegetarians, the roasted market vegetable curry with quinoa is another good option.
Yeah.
Beverages focus on Africa, Asia, and South America, including handcrafted cocktails and beers. There's non-alcoholic beverages, including the exotic fruit-flavored lemonades, Asian and African premium loose-leaf teas, and coffee beans from Colombia, Ethiopia, Indonesia, and Tanzania. Sadly, though, LeFou's Brew will not be off. No LeFou's Brew. Sorry. No.
I like my LeFou's Brew. I do. I really do. I don't know why it gets a bad rap.
I don't like it, but I know people are crazy about it.
Crazy.
I did say Trader Sam's. I apologize. They're similar theme, and I've been to Trader Sam's a lot lately.
Yeah.
Sorry. With a focus on South American and South African wines, the beverage program is very special. We don't have another one like it at Disney, said the sommelier Brian Kozoil, food and beverage concept and development director for Disney Parks and Resorts. The program will focus on environmentality. Producers that focus on sustainability, organic wines, and biodynamic viticulture.
Yeah. Gotta have your...
a lot like The Wave tried to do this in the beginning, too. They said they're going to have wines that had, rubber cork? Not rubber, plastic corks or...
Plastic? That can't be good for the environment.
I forgot what they were. They weren't wood. Because wood...
Paper?
Trees. No, they were something weird. I forget what they were made of. There was some recyclable material.
Styrofoam?
Something like that. No, styrofoam. That's worse for the environment. You're an idiot.
But you gotta have the viticulture. I mean, you know... It's very, very important to have that viticulture in there. I don't really visit restaurants that don't have the viticulture going on.
Shut up. With 55 seats inside and 46 seats in a covered outdoor area, which I believe is the same as the Rivers of Light viewing area, Nomad Lounge offers a half dozen small bites, such as the vegetarian summer roll, a seared Wagyu beef skewer, honey glazed coriander spiced pork ribs, Indian butter chicken wings, seasonal fish balls, Nick, be quiet, and house-made head cheese, Nick, shut up, and chicken liver pate with chutney. Like Tiffin's, the lounge will offer handcrafted cocktails as well, imported beers, non-alcoholic beverages will include exotic fruit-flavored lemonades, Asian and African premium loose-leaf teas, coffee beans from Colombia, Ethiopia, Indonesia again. This is a great-sounding restaurant.
Sounds amazing.
Excited. About it.
Look at the pictures. Yeah. Is that the popcorn something? I don't know what that is.
No, those are the fish balls.
Those are the fish balls?
I believe so.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's a screenshot. You can see all the pictures at WDWNT.com. Look at Jason. So professional.
It's good thing I ate
now the
show.
Now there's a black screen up. There we go.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So anyway. Earlier today, Disney shared a sneak peek of what's coming to Toy Story Land. Jason, you can get that video ready. What's coming to Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, including new details on the land's attractions set to bring the world of Toy Story to life for guests. In Toy Story Land, you'll find yourself shrunk to the size of a toy. Just go with it. To explore the world of Andy's backyard with your favorite Toy Story characters, including Woody and Buzz, and the Eiffel Tower, which won't be removed due to budget constraints. Oh, is that the thing, Shanghai?
Yeah.
Gone? There you go. There are two new themed attractions being developed. You're seeing the first one right now. The Slinky Dog Dash will be a family coaster attraction. The attraction features a coaster track that Andy built all over his backyard using the Mega Coaster Play Kit. But as you know, he has a pretty amazing imagination, so he's combined it with some of his other toys, according to Imagineer Kathy Mangum. You can take a look at that concept video right now. Jason just played it for everybody. On Slinky Dog Dash, you will zip, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge around many turns and drops.
The 5Ds.
5Ds that Andy has created to really make Slinky and his coil stretch to his limits. Those limits, of course, being budgetary.
Let's get fiscal, fiscal. I want to get fiscal. Let's get into solvency. Let me hear reality. Reality, a dose of that reality. Let's get fiscal, fiscal.
That just happened.
Yep.
Oh, Nick just found that song at random, and we decided we found it. What show is that for?
Not even a clue. I was just scrolling through what we had in our computer system.
So it's for some other show here at 1520 WBZW, where we're on the radio, and we decided that would fit very well into our budgetary conversation.
Sure did.
There you go. Anyway.
It's labeled Paul Ryan. I don't... So, I guess... He worries about budgets.
Show here sometime. The second all-new attraction in Toy Story Land will be the Alien Swirling Saucers. This attraction, designed as a toy playset that Andy got from Pizza Planet, inspired by the first Toy Story film. Aliens are flying around in their toy flying saucers and trying to capture your rocket toy vehicle with the claw. Alien Swirling Saucers. You know, Nick, do you know what the acronym will be for this attraction? The Alien?
No.
Yes, it's going to be the ASS.
Please stop.
Look, you can see a picture of it there. The ASS.
Tread lightly, Tom.
Do you know what that spells,
Tom?
Nick?
Tom? Tom?
No, it doesn't spell Tom, but you, sir, for saying that,
careful
are
there.
An alien swinging saucer.
Thank you.
Nick, I cannot wait to get all up in the alien swirling saucer and swing around. I just can't wait. It's going to be such a good time in the ASS.
Hopefully these videos make you enough money to pay the FCC after that.
What? It's the alien swirling saucer, the ASS.
It certainly is.
Not to be confused with the Corn Dog Observatory Committee, the COC, of course.
Hopefully it's big enough to accommodate the wider guests.
Please stop. Please, you just made it so much worse.
Tight fit for some of your larger guests getting in there.
Oh, yeah, Jason's just video happy now. So, he's playing videos every 2 seconds. Anyway,
be careful.
Let's move on. So as you rotate around the toy planets and satellites as part of the game, you'll swirl to the beat of space jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Music developed just for this experience or likely recycled from 80s Epcot. One of the two.
not a bad thing.
It's the universe energy entrance loop music.
I'm down.
The music, the lighting, and the sound effects will add to the flurry of adventure while the claw looms ominously over you like a deadline over Walt Disney Imagineering. Also, they shared that beginning Memorial Day weekend, even more guests will be able to experience Toy Story Mania. The third track will open. Memorial Day weekend, you will have a shorter wait for Toy Story Midway Mania, finally, after 8 years. There you go. Yep. All right, next story.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? Do you think it'll work?
You should. Yeah? It's going to work. Okay. It has to work. It's higher capacity. There's no way it doesn't work. I'm not saying it still won't be 60 minutes, but it probably won't be 180. We've been waiting seemingly forever to see behind the work walls at Epcot's Norway Pavilion. For the first time in forever, we got a look earlier this week. Jason's going to bring up the video for you now. Starting this June, Anna and Elsa will greet guests in the new Royal Summer House next door to the existing Norway Pavilion, modeled after a traditional Norwegian cabin, which you'll see right there on your screen right now if you're watching us at listen.wdwnt.com.
Looking good.
We're in a replay on YouTube. Who knows? So Disney released this video looking behind the walls of the new meet and greet experience, which definitely has more of a world showcase look to it than that of an animated film, just to make sure anyone with Epcot in their Twitter handle is happy. Of course, Anna, Elsa, and their latest generation audio animatronic co-stars, probably recycled from Maelstrom, will also welcome guests. No, they'll be new. Aboard the new Frozen Ever After ride, replacing Maelstrom in the Norway Pavilion. Passengers on their way to Arendelle's Winter and Summer Celebration for Queen Elsa will visit the Ice Palace and hear beloved film tunes with new lyrics by Oscar-winning Let It Go songwriters Bobby and Kristen Anderson-Lopez. And there's also a video with an interview of them up at WWNT.com. You can see where they talk about the attraction. Both going to open in June. Disney would not give an exact date, but June for both Frozen Ever After and the Royal Summer House.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excited for that.
Stuff. There's an Imagineer talking about it on your screen. Anyway. So let's move on. The next one, we're going to talk about Soarin'. Disney yesterday previewed the Soarin' Around the World attraction, which of course will open this summer, both California Adventure and Epcot. The video, which Jason has up for you right now, it's going to showcase short clips. You'll see there we are flying over the Great Wall of China right now. And the Australia segment is going to be coming up next, which we're actually going to talk about more in Tom and Nick are angry about things for some reason. Talk about that.
Look at that beautiful shot of the Sydney Harbor.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love it. For that segment, the China segment, they're actually going to be using a new scent, Nick.
Yeah?
Pollution. Wait, I have another one.
Okay.
You know, Nick, for the China segment, they'll actually be using a new scent.
Oh, yeah?
General Tso's chicken. That one's actually an add-on. You have to pay additional.
No one's paying. We'll give it back.
Yeah. So at Epcot, the attraction will be presented in a digital form, film format for the first time with crystal clear imagery. And the addition of the third theater for the attraction should shorten wait times for guests as well. The attraction will open June 17th at Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort, roughly the same time it's going to open at Shanghai Disney.
So they gave it okay. Well,
it's supposedly the day after, even though they said this morning June 17th is the opening day for Shanghai, which it's not.
Well, it's interesting that they gave a specific June date for this one, but wouldn't for Frozen.
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Because this is supposed to debut first in Shanghai.
Okay.
It's a marketing thing. Yeah. They want to say it debuted first in Shanghai for some reason. So, there you go. Starting in early May, guests visiting Epcot will be able to spot Dory and some of her friends with the new film Finding Dory at the park's Turtle Talk with Crush attraction. Some of her new pals you can expect to spot within the attraction include Destiny, the whale shark, Bailey, the beluga whale, and Hank, the septopus, which is a seven-legged octopus. You know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea had one of these, yeah. It originally had eight, but by 1994, one had fallen off and no one in maintenance really cared. So, that's what happened. There's a picture of the concept art with that's Bailey.
I thought he was going to show us the seven-legged octopus. That?
No, that's I'm sorry, that's Destiny, the whale shark. There, appearing in the show. Also appearing in the show will be Squirt, Crush's son, and as well Nemo and his dad Marlin. So they're adding all sorts of Nemo characters to the show, which I thought has always kind of been missing. Yeah, Dory always appeared, but I felt like you could have more of these characters appearing. It's a good show. I like Turtle Talk a lot. I'm excited about that.
Oh, I love Turtle Talk, and it's magical to the kids. It really is.
Oh, it's still great.
It's very cool. And it's one of those that, you know, I guess they just go on to other things. It's just you wish they updated it.
Anyway. But I do want to talk about this. A few weeks ago, we showed you It's a Small World. They have this new interactive ending, which says goodbye to you. It's a personalized goodbye. We talked about that here in the show. So now at Rock and Roller Coaster, when you walk through the beginning of the queue, they actually have posters that will say your name and like a performance date thing. It's actually pretty neat.
It looked really neat. In the posters, they had a variety of them, it seemed.
It has like your hometown. It says like you're performing in your hometown.
Oh, I didn't even notice that part. Yeah.
No, it's really neat.
That's cool.
As well, the Hitchhiking Ghosts of the Haunted Mansion are getting into the act. Along with a series of new animated sequences, the Hitchhiking Ghosts at the end of the attraction may now leave a tombstone with a guest's name on it lying behind, or even remark that they're following the guest home to their home state. You know, they thought about adding the tombstone effect to Mission Space, but they thought it was in poor taste.
Will they say your hometown? Or is it just
written? It's like a sign. It says, we're going to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Like, we're going to Florida. There it is, Florida. Here we come.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I like that. This is getting a bad rap.
I don't know if it belongs in the Haunted Mansion, but this is really cool. See, that I like a lot better, because that's still in the same vein, but more interactive. I like the name on the tombstone.
Yeah, I love the tombstone.
The Florida Here We Come thing, I think, is kind of cheap. But I really like the portrait thing. Like, those kind of effects, I'm on board, because that's still using the same technology from when the scene debuted, but in a, you know, a more personalized way. I think the Florida Here We Come thing's a little forced.
Does this replace the like switching heads and all that?
Yeah, that's gone.
Okay.
So these are new animations. Those are history already.
Wow.
They did not last terribly long. Yeah. There you go.
No, I like it. I really do.
No, I do too.
As long as it, you know, works and keeps up with everybody.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Seems to be working well.
Yeah, so far. I mean, yeah. It's kind of in testing. All this is kind of in testing right now, but things seem to be going all right. So anyway, Jason's just reading a photo report down there. I don't know what's going on anyway. Jason, we could see you reading a photo report. I don't know. Is that, what do you got, the Tower Bar picture up? Why?
Why not?
Anyway, we're not even talking about it this week. Hey, while the Tower Bar's up, I want to stop and talk about this. What was this? This was a comment under the post or Facebook? Where was this?
Under the post on the website for the WNT.com for the Tower Bar.
Which we've confirmed at this point.
Yeah.
This was an actual comment. Now, Nick printed it in a way with all the spelling errors and everything where it actually looks, I think it looks like a ransom note.
I thought about cutting out the letters and out of magazines and pasting them together for you.
So yeah, I'm going to read it to you. I do not know what deferent dose make to that. I have never been to WDW. I cannot offered it. Pepe say the bottle of water. It's $5. Very cheap. When this park, if they charge Pepe $1 per day, still will make $1 billion. I do not know why it is so expensive to me. It is just a ripoff. I don't. You seem to really like lately reading these ridiculous comments we get. There's a fair amount of them.
How much do you charge?
I like the double commas. Yeah.
The double commas is great. Afford it is wonderful.
Afford it. Battle. I also like the five with, but I guess that could be just someone from another country.
I like
this. Is probably just someone with a language barrier trying to write in English. They did a pretty decent job, honestly, but it's just fun. It's just fun.
They went through the trouble of capitalizing DW, but not the first W, too.
I think they just missed it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this just went through Google Translate. Who knows? But yeah, that happened. Nick thought it was funny, so I wanted to
throw it on.
Nick thought it was funny.
I did. Really funny. I do like making fun of people's comments, so keep them coming.
Run out of time. Amorette's Patisserie, a new shop opening in the Town Center of Disney Springs May 15th when the Town Center opens, showcases the work of Walt Disney World Resort pastry chefs in a whole new way. Just like many of the new areas coming to the Springs, Amorette's Patisserie also has an elaborate backstory. Established as one of the first shops in the Town Center circa 1900s and passed down through the generations, the patisserie is currently owned by artistic sisters Kara and Sarah, where they pour great care into designing and creating the most unique and artistic pastries, since Amorette means a little love in French. Classic and contemporary cakes and pastries are the stars in this high-end pastry shop. I guess they're just trying to raise money so they can go to Disney after hours, probably. Where guests can watch pastry chefs decorate signature cakes in the onstage finishing kitchen.
She needs to have a bake sale.
Yeah. Every item features boutique-style packaging inspired by old-fashioned hat boxes, lending them to the sophisticated feel of the location. Also, of course, Nick, inspired by the infamous removed hat box cake from the Haunted Mansion. You know, the Hatbox Ghost, he had a box with cake.
There's cake in there.
He was bringing pastries. There was going to be a swinging wake, so he's like, I better bring a cake. So the Hatbox cake came along. Look it up, kids. I'm sure you'll find it on a Jim Hill article or something.
It's delicious.
We're idiots.
They're a little stale by now.
Menu items will include classic macaroons, chocolate chunk cookies, eclairs, New York-style cheesecake, and opera cake. Special sweets have names like Reflections in Memphis, which is a peanut blondie with bacon, banana, and chocolate, which sounds amazing, by the way. The Strawberry Fields of OC, which is a strawberry mousse with basil, sugar, and lemon curd. And my favorite, the Pandora Panna Cotta, a blue cheese-flavored dessert that takes forever to bake.
Avatar joke of the week.
There you go. Amorette signature cake, of course, is 10 layers of delectable flavor and textures. Ooh, look.
Ooh. Fancy.
And Amorette's, of course, features a few beverage options as well. Champagne, sparkling wine, their hot chocolate ganache, which is a cupful of sippable chocolate. And you could also opt for a glass of cold milk, coffee, or tea. But still, no LeFou's brew. I'm the only one that thinks that's funny anyway. Amorette's Patisserie, again, Patisserie going to open on May 15th. Beginning May 22nd, you could pre-order cakes by calling 407-934-3500 with 72 hours advance notice, which is probably about the notice we're going to get for Rivers of Light opening at this point. So, anyway, that's the news!
Sure is.
Nick, we have a game coming up.
We do. We're going to play Disney Parks Pursuit.
Wild Edition. It requires, you know, you got to know Animal Kingdom music, trivia, all sorts of fun stuff, and the prizes we're going to let you pick. I still have Haunted Mansion issue number 1 variant covers, which are now history. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pick a different prize from Theme Park Connection. But to call in and play, Nick, it's what, 407-774-8255?
Sure is.
407-774-8255 to call in and play. We need 4 contestants. It's a really fun game. Test your knowledge, and you can win some fabulous prizes. But with that, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Always, no matter what.
What are you doing there? You ruined like every audio clip.
I know
this isn't even a planned bit. Can I just please tell you that? But this is amazing. Can we just listen to this? By the way, the number to call 407-774-8255. We need 2 more contestants. for Disney Parks Pursuit. We got two already.
But this is amazing. I swear all the clips for the music segment of Parks Pursuit are tested and work. I don't know why these aren't working.
Why'd you turn it off?
You want? Go for
it. Until we get more calls, we will subject people to this. Call into play or you will hear more of this horribly slowed down version of the Kilimanjaro Safaris music.
This is amazing.
This is the, like, demented version. If you play it backwards, you hear, like, Ringo's dead.
Tom is dead.
By the way, Mug of the Week, Animal Kingdom Celebration. It is my Animal Kingdom opening day mug.
Look at that. That's good stuff. Cute giraffes.
Are we going to wait for more calls or
no,
be angry?
I think
let's be angry.
I think we're angry about stuff, Tom.
All right, go ahead.
I have access to the entire curse word library. This new console is done.
It's a damn poor mind indeed. Can't think of at least two ways to spell a word.
No privacy. It's all around this place.
I don't like Sam.
I don't like change.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was dead.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Hey, you heard Andrew Jackson, who used to be on the $20 bill. Remember that kid?
He's angry today. He's
you
angry
can't
today.
You can't think of at least two ways to print a $20 bill.
Yeah, I got kicked off for Harry Tubman. Good
but
for her.
Also, she absolutely deserved
it. No, totally. I
still think if they were going to do any woman first, I think Betsy Ross, I think, made more sense to be the first woman they did. But Harry Tubman
Betsy
also
Ross,
agreed,
she sewed the flag.
Yeah, but I think, like,
Harriet Tubman,
like, that
freed
been great,
slaves.
Like, yeah, but if she was, like, on the front of the bill and on the back you had, like, the flag, like, being sewn. Tubman definitely made a bigger contribution to American history, absolutely, and to people's lives, but
you can do that to a different one.
Yeah, I'm for both. We should have both, then.
Both? There you go.
I think they'd both be great.
Yeah.
Neither one a bad choice.
I'm all for changing up the people on the bills. I think the only untouchable to me is probably George Washington. I don't know.
And Lincoln on the penny.
Yeah, I guess Lincoln on the penny.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch either.
Eh, fair enough. So, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, as you may or may not know, I did a Run Disney event this weekend.
I know. You haven't stopped talking about it, as most people who do these events.
Look, you know I'm not as bad as other people. The Star Wars Half Marathon weekend, it was overall a lot of fun, but there were some very, very, very serious problems. And the first problem that we ran into, literally, was they decided to have the start and finish line at two different places. So we drove to Epcot, parked our cars, went to the start line at Epcot. The finish line was at ESPN Wide World of Sports. Okay, fair enough. They're going to shuttle you back wherever you came from, whether it was a resort or if it was back to Epcot. But first of all, so we started there, and then they ran us on this course that ran us through some of the narrowest roadways at the beginning of the course when everybody's bunched up together. It was a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to, like, speed ahead of people or, you know, go at some really, you know, fast clip through the race, but you literally couldn't move. People were shoulder to shoulder. It was like parade time in the hub at Magic Kingdom or something like that. You were shoulder to shoulder with everybody and you couldn't move. It was a miserable experience. Usually those more narrow parts of the courses are later on in the course. So first of all, I think they just they planned out this course really, really poorly. And it was that narrow spot kind of behind Boardwalk as you head over towards Studios there. Really, really bad. Then, on top of that, we get done with our race, the 10K and half marathon. At the end of the 10K, get back to the ESPN Wide World of Sports. You're tired, you just ran, you want to get back to your car, you want to unwind and everything. I particularly had to go to work. And they had the bus, the shuttles, but they did not have it organized at all. It was a 1.5 hour wait in the parking lot to get on the bus, and then another 10 or 15 minutes to get over to Epcot. By the way, my bus driver got lost. He started driving down the cast member driveway, and they had to turn him around. It was a mess. Now, to Disney's credit, they did get in, you know, outside buses and things like that, and they had all the buses there. They just didn't have it organized very well, and apparently they didn't have enough buses. It was the last thing a runner wants to do is wait an hour or so after the race just to get on a bus. Second day, they seemed to have at least some switchbacks set up. Before, it was just chaos. It was just people standing all over the parking lot in a mob trying to get to the buses. It was just a really poor experience. It honestly took away from the experience. Not being able to get to your car after the run just hurts the overall experience. And I don't understand the logic. I'd really like to know the logic for starting in one place and ending in another. I don't know what that does for Disney. I don't know if they thought that would help traffic flow or whatever, but it was just a poor experience. One other thing, Tom. I'm also very mad at people who enter a Disney race and think that they're going to run a smooth race. Now, other than that bottleneck at the beginning that I talked about, that's not really normal. But it is normal that you're going to have a lot of runners there that don't really care about time. They're just walking or jogging or getting character photos. They're more interested in that. And you can't be upset. You know what you're entering. You know what race you're... I heard runners scream at other runners to get out of their way. And they had no business out there on the course. And stuff like that. Seriously, they were up... There were these... And I'm like, shut the hell up.
People think this is the Boston Marathon or something?
I don't know, but you're...
It's not even a full marathon. It's a Star Wars half. Like,
right.
It's not even the real one.
If you want to take it seriously, you can, but you can't enter a Disney race and be upset that most people are not taking this as seriously as you. Most people like me are walking, taking in the sights and the sounds, getting character photos, and just having a good time. We're not trying to break records or do anything like that. So calm down, people. Like, those are the people, Tom, that you get upset at, that you make fun of. And I understand that. And seriously, they hurt the experience for everybody else because it's ridiculous.
Someone mentioned The Office. There is an episode where they do a 5K, and it's, where are we? I don't know, 5K away from The Office. He doesn't make a circle. He just makes it.
Yeah.
So they're 5K away from The Office. But anyway.
Disney needs to loop those back. Every other race that I've done looped right back, start-finish line, same place. So.
All right. Very quickly, I want to talk about this. So we posted the Soarin' Around the World story, which has video of visiting China and Australia. This was in the comments section under the post?
That's all on Facebook.
WWNT's Facebook. Luke comments, this is pathetic. The fact that someone at Disney thinks Australia is best defined by a building that's used like six times a year and looks like a bunch of dishes standing in a rack to dry some water is offensive. They could have filmed Uluru, or Aries Rock, as it's also known, the Outback, you know, like the restaurant, the American chain restaurant.
Onion blossoms, blooming onion.
I'm just trying to make them angry. With the gorgeous rivers and whatnot, and the rainforest up north, or the massive crater in Tasmania, or even the 12 Apostles are a better site than Sydney Harbor. There are easily 100 sites better suited to be shown off than what they selected, but because there are too many Americans, they have no clue about what exists outside of the USA. They stuck with the basics.
It's true.
For Soarin' Around the World, it feels like it's just going to be soaring around the places you already know about. So then MB comments, or they could have just skipped Australia altogether. Relax and settle your irrational responses for things that, I don't know, might be important. Luke, it's not irrational to want my country shown off in the best way possible. Disney are not doing that.
No, they is not.
Jeff commented, Luke, Sydney Harbor is beautiful, iconic part of Australia. They can't include every part of the country in 10 to 15 seconds. Grow up. Luke comments, see, the only people who think they are not from Australia, Sydney Harbor is congested junk of a location. The Outback is the heart of Australia, and Uluru is its core, and that is what should have been there.
Heck yeah.
And then Steve K said, wah, stop whining, Luke. I'm sure it's going to be great. All right. Here's my issue. I understand you are from Australia, but in a 5 to 10 second clip, they are trying to, it has to be recognizable. There's not going to be a subtitle that says, you are in this place. If we fly over France and the Eiffel Tower is not there, that is idiotic. That is stupid. That is the definition. If they fly over New York and you don't see the Empire State Building, I lived in New York. There are plenty more beautiful places in New York than the Empire State Building, but I expect the Statue of Liberty and Empire State Building to be flown over because they are landmarks that are recognizable. That's the idea. This isn't, go on a sightseeing tour and see parts of the world you've never knew existed. No, that's not what Soarin' is. It's about, oh, it feels like I'm flying, and oh, now we're there, and oh, there's this smell, and oh, there's this happening. It's things that relate to smells or sensations and things that can relate well in an attraction. Not necessarily, they're not trying to show you parts of the world you've never seen before. That's idiotic. While I understand your point, and I don't disagree, it's idiotic for a theme park attraction.
They got away with it with Soarin' Over California because you knew everything you were seeing was in California, so that was okay.
California, a lot of it's recognizable, and if it wasn't, at least was something like, oh, there's a pine smell because we're going through an area with pine trees. And, oh, hot air balloons. Like, at least it was, they were things entertaining you in the scenes, like rockets going or jets going by and things like that. So it worked, but, you know. It's like if we go to Anaheim and don't fly over Disneyland. It's idiotic. Like Garden Walk becomes the finale of Soarin'. It's really, really dumb. Anyway.
All right. So, Tom, we have two contestants still
okay.
For Trivial Pursuit. We going with two? Or we gonna put the call out for more and then see what we get?
Let's go to a quick break.
Yeah.
Let's see if we get more callers. The number, and even if you played last week or the week before, call in. We need two more players. 407-774-8255. Really great prizes. The game is not that hard. It's really a lot of fun. If you've never called in before, we promise we have a lot of fun on this show. And I'll tell you what, everyone who calls in this week at least gets mailed some sort of prize. I want to make sure we'll entice people a little more. Everybody who plays gets a prize.
That's true.
So call in 407-774-8255.
There we go.
Have like a minute. Well, like
you
a minute.
You entice him. Yeah, a minute. All right.
You found me. Walk away.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-989-1838, 800-989-1838. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-989-1838, 800-989-1838. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-989-1838.
That's the only way to do it. Just give on over to it. That's the only way to do it. Just give on over to it. That's the only way to do it. Just give on over to it.
A weird version?
You played with the audio.
No.
No?
This is straight off the CD you gave me.
Something off about it. All right, are we ready to play?
Yeah, we got three contestants.
Okay.
We're going with
that's
three.
Fine. We can do
that. We get a fourth one by the time it's time for the fourth person to play, then so be it. 407-774-8255. Got a couple minutes left in this first hour, and so we will start Disney Parks Pursuit.
Parks Pursuit, the ultimate combination of all the WDWNT game shows, where you try and collect all six of the puzzle pieces. First person, all six pieces, wins the game. Nick, introduce our contestants.
All right. First of all, we have Cole is the first contestant here. Cole, good evening.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Cole, where are you calling in from?
Calling in from Iowa.
Iowa. Very cool. All right. And you familiar with the Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good. We're ready to test your knowledge. Let's meet the other two contestants. We also have Rick on the line. How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Hey, guys. Good. How's it going?
And Rick, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
In Maryland. Oh, big contingent there in Maryland. Oh, as always. When was your last visit to Animal Kingdom?
I actually skipped it on my last trip in February, so I'd have to say last September.
Oh, lots changed since last September. Hopefully you'll do good here.
Nothing's open.
Nothing's open, yeah. Then we also have Mickey. Mickey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
All right, Mickey, where are you calling from?
New Rochelle, New York.
New Rochelle, New York?
No.
I went to school in New Rochelle, New York.
Yeah, you're an alma mater of Iona, if I recall.
And I also went to Salesian High School, so both my high school and college.
There you go.
All right, cool. Well, these three contestants are going to play Disney Parks Pursuit Wild Edition with us tonight. So a little bit about this the show. Basically, it's just like Trivial Pursuit back home, and we have six categories to do tonight, and basically the idea is to get one question right in each of the six categories, and fill out your pie chart right here.
Basically like Trivial Pursuit.
Okay, fairly go that way.
So tonight it's a little different. We have some of the usual categories. There's music, which is Name That Disney Parks Tune. If you pick this one, Nick is going to play, hopefully, a piece of music from Animal Kingdom.
They are.
Okay.
They're tested.
And you're going to have to tell us where that song is from. There is time, which I'm going to give you an event. Tell me the year that event took place. There is trivia. There's going to be a trivia question, Animal Kingdom related tonight, of course. Food, you're going to tell me what I'm eating at Animal Kingdom. There is quotes, where I'm going to give you a quote from an Animal Kingdom attraction or entertainment offering. You tell me which one it is. And instead of places, we've got a new category tonight. It's called Animal. I'm going to give you three clues. Tell me what animal you can find at Animal Kingdom I'm talking about. So those are our six categories tonight. So you're choosing music, animal, time, trivia, food, or quotes. First person to all six pieces wins the game. I know we have a hard break coming up. How soon is that?
We do. We only have about a minute left. So that will take care of the introductions. We'll start the game when we actually return.
But we can take a fourth contestant.
We can take a fourth contestant now.
Again,
we have plenty of time.
407-774-8255. You've heard the rules now, so maybe that'll entice you to play. Right? Are we going to do before or after the game? We want to handle our big announcement.
We're going to do that. We're going to make people wait till after the game.
They're going to wait till after the game. All right. We have a big announcement tonight about the future of WWNT, a cool new thing we're doing. We're going to announce at the beginning of the next hour. We've also got an in-depth discussion about Animal Kingdom and Summer Awakens coming up. And Who Hates Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Now, still all that to come on WW News Tonight, Hour 2, coming up. WDW News Tonight, Hour 2. We are live on AM 1520 WBZWN as well at listen.wdwnt.com, Hour 2. And finally, I know we're running horribly behind schedule. There's so much news and stuff to cover this week. But now we're going to play the Disney Park Pursuit. We have a fourth contestant now, Nick.
Yeah, let's introduce our fourth contestant here, Tom. Chris is with us now. How you doing, Chris?
Doing all right, thanks. How are you?
All right, Chris, where are you calling in from?
Virginia.
From Virginia. All right. We got calls from all over the country tonight. Very good. Very good. And Chris, when's the last time you've been down here to Walt Disney World?
It was in February, actually.
Oh, very okay. Not too long ago. So you up on your Animal Kingdom knowledge?
Somewhat.
All right. The enthusiasm is overwhelming, Tom. I have a good feeling about Chris. So, Chris, hold on. You're our fourth contestant here. And, Tom, you ready to start a game? We're going to bring up Cole, who was the first one to call. So, Cole is up first. So, Cole, here's what we do. You need all six, five pieces to start the game here. So, I'm going to ask you to pick one of these categories. If you get it right, you keep going until you get one wrong. And here are your six categories to choose from. Music, places, time, trivia. What am I missing? Places got changed. I was going off the thing. So, music, animals, time, trivia, food, or quotes?
Let's go with quote.
All right, quotes. Give me a number 1 through 8.
2.
We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
That would be dinosaur.
All right, who says it?
Oh, who? Ooh.
Oh, Seeker.
Yeah, Dr. Seeker.
There we go.
You got it.
So good job.
You got your quotes pie piece already.
Got the quotes pie piece.
Fill in his little drawing over there. Are you coloring again?
Then? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I should use my crayons.
You should use your crayon. You could do the different color pie pieces.
Oh, do that. All right, Cole. Up next, you need music, animals, time, trivia, or food.
Let's go time.
Time. All right. Give me the year of the event. Give me number 1 through 8.
Let's go 5.
When Pandora, the world of Avatar, is scheduled to open currently?
2017.
2017 is correct.
All right. Very good. That's...
That was the one comedy one you got.
All right. Well, that's 2 pie pieces now. So 2 down, 4 to go. You need music.
You could sweep here. You just got to get 4 more in a row, man.
That's crazy. Oh. Music, animals, trivia, or food?
Let's go music.
All right. Nick, this is all you. This is your department.
All right, 1 through 12.
12.
All right, here you go.
Ooh. I want to say it sounds like the music in the queue for Dinosaur.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Give it to him. There you go.
That was not number 12 on the sheet, though.
Oh, well, I put him in here.
All right, that's fine.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I got it. It's all right.
It's the way they're in here. I didn't put them in here the same
Wouldn't
way.
Wouldn't be a game if Nick wasn't messing something up.
There's no messing up.
I mean, the answers are
I will bring my camera around to my...
Right. No,
well,
no,
then they'll see the answer.
All right, so he's already got...
Three out of six.
Wow.
This is domination, Cole.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Literally.
Animals, trivia, and food.
Let's go trivia.
All right, trivia. Give me a number 1 through 8.
We'll go 3.
What was the original name of Discovery Island?
Oh, wow.
You got to answer it quick. You can't look it up.
I know, I'm not. Isn't that it? I feel like, is that a trick question?
No, it isn't. I'll leave that one. Actually, no, I'm going to give the answer on that one. Safari Village.
Oh, okay.
They changed it to Discovery Island after Discovery Island closed, the zoological park.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, someone else finally going to get a turn here.
Mickey, Rick, and Chris, I have a lot of catching up to do. Mickey was our second caller. Mickey will be up next. All right, so Mickey, you need to choose between music, animals, time, trivia, food, and quotes.
I'll go with food.
Food, all right. I'm going to describe a food item. You have to tell me what it is. It's at Animal Kingdom. 1 through 8. Give me number 1 through 8.
7.
Seven. Yeah, 7. Anyway. Common chicken dish served at Yak and Yeti.
Oh, man. Problem is, I haven't been to Animal Kingdom in a couple of years. Oh.
Guess a common chicken dish that might be at an Asian-style restaurant.
General Tso's chicken.
No. No. We were looking for crispy honey chicken.
Oh.
Crispy honey chicken.
All right, Rick, it's your turn. Music, animals, time, trivia, food, quotes.
I'll go with time.
Okay. Time, again, give me the year. Give me a number between 1 and 8 that's not 5.
8.
The ride named Dinosaur opens.
Two thousand and one.
Incorrect. I'm gonna leave that one open just in case.
All right. Then that brings up Chris. Chris, music, animals, time, trivia, food, quotes.
Let's go with quotes.
Quotes. All right. Quaharini.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
That's right. Do you know what it means?
I don't remember.
It's go well. Say it at the end, but you didn't even know that.
Excellent.
That's a correct answer.
All right, very good. 5 pieces left. Music, animals, time, trivia, food.
Music.
All right, music. Pick a number 1 to 11.
7.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
All right, here you go. What place in Animal Kingdom is this from?
Where can you hear that?
Is that in Camp Minnie Mickey?
It is not. I'm going to leave that. Leave the music one time, I think. See if other people can get those.
In the chat.
So I'm going to leave that one on the board just in case. All right, so Chris, you got 1-5 piece. Very good. We're going to bring back Cole. Cole, let's see if you continue this dominance here. You got animals, trivia, and food is all you need.
Let's go back to trivia. I'm kind of worried about food and animals. So let's knock that one out.
Could get the same answer for food and animals, too.
Right. In the original plans for the park, guests would enter through a famous vessel, famous seafaring vessel. What was the vessel?
You said it was a seafaring vessel?
Yes.
Oh.
Perhaps a boat.
I have no idea.
All right. It was Noah's Ark. They would have had you enter through Noah's Ark. They deemed it was too religious.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mickey, we're going to see if we can get you a pie piece here. Music, animals, time, trivia, food quotes.
Let's go time.
Time. Give me the year it happened. It is going to be, all right. Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain opens.
2006.
That was indeed 2006.
Very good. All right, you got your time piece. Now you need animals, trivia, food quotes, music.
Trivia,
all right. Roughly how many animals are carved into the Tree of Life? I'll let you have it within 25.
203.
Nope. Not even close.
Anyway. All right, Rick.
I'm going to leave that one.
Rick, you're up. Animals, time, trivia, food, quotes, music.
I'll go with food.
Food, all right. Big meaty treat no longer sold in the park.
Turkey leg?
Yep.
All right, got the food one down.
Recently retired.
All right, Rick, 5 pieces to go. Music, animals, time, trivia, quotes.
Quotes, all right. Come in, Simba 1.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
Who said it?
Oh, damn.
No, it's fine. He can have it, but I want to...
Oh.
You know who said it?
I can't think of the guy's name. But
Warden Wilson Matua.
Okay.
All right, 4 pieces left, Rick. Music, animals, time, trivia.
Time.
Fast Pass is introduced at Kilimanjaro Safaris. Very first Fast Pass attraction. Ever.
Oh, well.
2004?
Nope.
All right.
I'm looking for 1999 on that one.
Leave that one. Chris, 5 pieces to go. Music, animals, time, trivia, food.
Let's try food.
Food, all right. Sold in a souvenir fuzzy drum.
I added fuzzy.
I did add fuzzy, just for you.
Popcorn?
It is popcorn. Love
that. All right, Chris, music, animals, time, trivia.
Try animals.
Animals. All right, we haven't done one of these yet, have we?
Finally.
These are fun. I'm going to give you 3 clues. In the 3 clues, you have to tell me what animal I'm talking about. Here we go. Number 1, this animal is gray in color. Number 2, it might be found in the water. And number 3, it is seen on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Hippopotamus?
It is a hippo.
It is.
All right.
Very good. That is your 3rd 5 piece. All you need is music, time, and trivia.
Try time.
Time, all right. Give me the year. Journey into Jungle Book is retired.
2001.
All right. Chris and Cole are tied with three pie pieces left that they need. Rick still needs four. Mickey still needs five. Cole, it is your turn. You need animals, trivia, and food.
Let's go animals.
Animals. All right. And keep in mind, we won't have the same animal twice. So hippo's off the board. This animal is gray. It might be found in the water. And it is seen on Kilimanjaro safaris.
And it's not a hippo.
I'm going to go elephant.
It is an elephant. Very astute.
Very good. Fourth five piece. All you need is food and trivia.
The animal category, so stupid.
let's try food.
Food. All right. Baked treat inspired by the park icon.
You say big or fake?
Baked. Oh. Baked. It is 420 after all, so baked.
I'm going to say, is it a brownie?
You took my 420 thing a little too far, I think. We know our audience, I guess.
Well, who else is listening right now?
I don't know what else.
I was looking for a Tree of Life cupcake. Tree of Life cupcake.
I should have known everything's a cupcake.
Everything is a cupcake. That should be a shirt. Everything is
a
cupcake. All right.
That's a great idea.
Maybe we'll have one.
Shh.
All right, Cole. Hold on. It's Mickey's turn now.
10:16. We have to move the show along.
Mickey, let's see what you can do here. Animals, trivia, food, quotes, music.
Animal.
All right, animal. Used to be at Epcot, lives on an island, and seen on Kilimanjaro safaris.
No, Jesus.
No, not, it wasn't Jesus.
He's on the Ark, which didn't make it in the park.
It's Noah, you idiot.
Penguin.
Flamingo! The penguin. Looking for flamingo!
The great penguin encounter there, yeah.
Kilimanjaro Safari is known for its penguins as much as Narcoossee's is known for its Italian food, of course. Anyway.
All right, Rick. Rick, it's your turn. Music, animals, time, trivia.
I'll go with animals.
Animal. All right, let's keep going with
these. Awesome.
Closely related to the giraffe, the first animal you will see on Kilimanjaro safaris typically, and has stripes.
The okapi.
It is the okapi.
Nice.
Very well done. Nick fought for that one.
3 5 pieces here. Now we need three more. Music, time, or trivia?
I'll go with music.
All right. You will? All right. Pick a number between 1 and 11.
9.
There you go.
Maybe Festival of the Lion King?
Nope. Not Festival of the Lion King. All right. Chris, it's your turn. You have three pie pieces.
By the way, there's like a Zebra Glen chant happening in the chat.
But you still need music, time, and trivia.
Can I get that music one?
Well, no. We're going to give you a different
one. Yeah, we're going to give you a different one.
You don't get to pick the one that just happened.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
2.
All right, here we go.
Festival of the Lion King?
Yes. Good old Tumble Monkeys. All right, very good. Now all you need is 2 5 pieces, Chris. Just like Cole over there. But you need time and trivia.
Let's try trivia.
Within 25, how many animals are carved into the Tree of Life?
I don't know. 350.
That's exactly within 25. Yeah. It's about 325.
Very
down
good.
Down to one pie piece for the win.
All right. All you need is time.
Here we go. The Yak and Yeti restaurant opens.
I have no idea.
Let me guess. You only have 18 years to choose from.
2002.
Nope.
All right. Leaving the one pie piece on the table, Cole. It's getting interesting
Nick, who
here.
Never leaves any pie pieces on the
Whoa!
Table.
It's kind of right. I like pie. All right, Cole. Trivia and food.
What should you like?
Try trivia.
Trivia. All right. What was the original name of the dinosaur attraction?
Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah.
All right. It's all up to food.
Representing tonight.
All right. We're all up to food now for Cole. Let's see if Cole can finish his pie.
What's the last one we're in?
Food.
All right. Let's see if you finish the pie. Signature drink available in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much the signature drink for the whole park.
Yeah. Isn't it like a lemonade?
No.
Do you know the name?
It's not. No, that's
no.
That's
oh, no.
Lemonade?
Lemonade? No, I didn't mean it was a lemonade.
Well, it's no.
I wanted to give it an actual.
Yeah, but that's not even close. Mm-hmm. It's not a lemonade.
I was just looking for a name.
It's not made of lemonade.
I know it's not made of lemonade. I was just asking him if he had the name to throw out there.
What you just thought? Oh, forget it. I'm not going to have this argument with you now. Moving on.
Trying to help people.
We got
to
get this show going.
Mickey,
fine.
Music, animals, trivia, food, or quotes?
How about I suck for 200? I will take trivia.
Trivia, all right. What was the land that was originally to be built where Camp Minnie Mickey was located?
The land where Camp Minnie Mickey was located.
Yeah, it was supposed to be something else based on mythical creatures.
Mythic Island. I have no idea.
That's a softball question.
It's all right.
Trying to give you some pie.
So I try to help our contestants. You make fun of them. All right, Rick, music, time, or trivia?
I'll go with trivia.
All right, trivia. Give me the name. What's the name of the land that was supposed to be where Camp Minnie Mickey is? Or was, I should say. What was the land going to be?
Pandora.
No, don't you dare. You cut it out.
All right.
I'm so disappointed in all of you.
Chris's turn time.
Do you want me to answer, Tom, to redeem?
You can answer. Go ahead.
It's Beastly Kingdom, right?
Beastly Kingdom, that's right. But you already have that pipe.
There you go.
All right, what do you have to do? Time?
A time. Chris, it's Chris's turn, and he needs time, and that is his final pie piece.
The ride named Dinosaur opens.
That was opening day, right? So 98?
Nope, sorry, Chris. Back to Cole, who also only needs one pie piece, and it's food.
All right, food. Dessert named after a striped animal.
Ooh. like a zebra cupcake?
No, no. Who tried to cheat and say zebra balls, by the way? Because that's not even close.
Not a cupcake.
Zebra balls. Someone's whispering zebra balls.
All right. Mickey's up now. Music, animals, trivia, food, quotes.
Let's go music.
All right. Take a number 1 through 9.
7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
All right, here we go.
Keep going.
Hopefully this... No, it doesn't work. All right, we're getting rid of that one. There we go. All right, here you go.
Kilimanjaro?
Nope, sorry.
Well, be 11 o'clock by the time we finish this game.
It sure will. All right, Rick, 3 5 pieces. Come on, let's see if you can do it. Music, time, trivia.
I'll go with trivia.
Trivia.
All right. What came first, It's Tough to Be a Bug or A Bug's Life, the movie?
Bug's Life, the movie.
That's the first time I've given a multiple choice.
Anyway. All right, let's see if Chris can close
us up. Well, we know the answer to that one now, so I'm going to cross that one out. It actually opened before the movie came out.
Chris has 5 5 pieces. He just needs time.
Just needs time. Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade debuts.
Nope.
Cole! Food!
I don't even know which ones of these I haven't done at this point.
6.
Yeah. Pulled.
And 5.
Pulled food from Flame Tree Barbecue.
Cold food?
Pulled. P-U-L-L-E-D.
Oh, the pulled pork.
That's correct! Is that it?
Look at that.
All 6? He's got all 6.
Complete pie.
There you go. So you'll get to pick a fabulous prize from Theme Park Connection. You can either have a Haunted Mansion number 1 variant comic from Disney Parks or a random prize from Theme Park Connection, our wonderful sponsors. Check them out online at themeparkconnection.com.
All right, I need all 4 contestants to hold online for me. I'm going to get on there and get your info so Theme Park Connection can send out their your prizes.
I want to give people some answers while you're doing that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I want to thank everybody for playing tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick's going to do that. I want to just, for those of you who are wondering at home.
Oh, by the way, just so I can get mine out of the way, Tarzan Rocks. Yeah. And one of the other ones was Pizzafari, and one of the other ones was the Jammin' Jungle Parade.
Jammin' Jungle Parade.
Yeah.
Hang it out. Some of the other animals we had, the clues were no longer in the park, used to be on Kilimanjaro Safaris, nicknamed Tommies. Let's see if anyone in the chat knows the answer to that one. I also have, there were 2 other ones that weren't very fun, so I'm not going to bother with those. I don't know if there's any ones we didn't answer. Another question would have been, what was the original name for Disney's Animal Kingdom? It was going to be Disney's Wild Animal Kingdom. And what was the second show presented at Theater in the Wild? Tarzan Rocks was the second show. The signature drink in Africa, Jungle Juice. Jungle Juice. We also had a dessert named after a striped animal. That's the Zebra Dome. And then one question we didn't get to was heartburn-inducing circular dish, which would have been pizza from Pizza Far, of course. And there were more quotes, but I think we'll probably save those, hopefully, for another time. So, anyway, that is that. Nick, do you want to throw out the commercial? I know you're on the phone. I'll just keep talking then in the meantime. So, we do still have a big announcement up. I see we have actually grown in listenership. So, welcome to WDW News Tonight. If you missed some of the show, it will be available tomorrow. You can either watch us on YouTube. It's available on our YouTube channel, WDW News Today. And if not, you can also download the audio version if you want to just listen to the show. It is available in an audio download as well. Search for WDW News Tonight on iTunes. So show available in those formats as well. Live every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time right here on listen.wdwnt.com. We've got the live video stream. And as well, we're on AM 1520 WBZW right here in Orlando, our wonderful radio station home, which kind of legitimizes this otherwise ridiculous program. So, Jason, you're out there somewhere because I'm going to need you in a couple minutes to talk about our big announcement. So if you want to come back in so we can get this show rolling again with a half hour left. Yeah, we're going overtime tonight for those unaware. But I want to make this big announcement, get the ball rolling on this exciting new venture for WDWNT. Jason, you there now? I don't know if we have you mic'd or not. I can't hear Jason. Nick's got the audio messed up again. So, Jason, just hold on a second. I can't hear you. I know you guys can hear him, but I can't. So, just give me a moment here until Nick's not distracted and taking phone calls. In a while, we're going to talk about the Awakened Summer announcements with our illustrious panel as well. And Who Hates Tom Now, which I've been assured by Nick is a rather hilarious edition of that segment. Coming up on next week's show, just as we're celebrating Animal Kingdom this week, next week is the birthday of my personal favorite Disney theme park, And no, I'm not kidding, so stop laughing. That, of course, is Disney's Hollywood Studios, and it's WWNT. We're celebrating Hollywood Studios Appreciation Week with a whole show themed to Hollywood Studios. So next week, Nick is creating a brand new game. It's the Choose Your Own Hollywood Adventure game. Nick apparently tested some Choose Your Own ending game before. We're going to try it again. Nick, I can't hear those guys out there.
There you go. Didn't know we had them on yet. Sorry about that.
Hello. Okay.
So they're on. Next week, we have that Choose Your Own Hollywood Adventure game, Hollywood Studios Appreciation Week. And as well, we have an interview with Kevin Barry, author of The Ultimate Guide to an Affordable Walt Disney World Vacation, which will be interesting to read how that's possible in the day and age of Disney After Hours. So we'll find out all that and more next week on WDW News Tonight. So I promised a fairly big announcement. This is something cool we're doing. It's a big opportunity for us, and I know it's something we've been asked about for a long time, and we put it off because we didn't really think it was that important of a thing because we wanted to focus on bringing you content and things like that. But people, we get a lot of emails every week or Facebook messages or Twitter messages about this, so I want to talk about it. And Jason can help me out because I don't know all the technical side of this. But we were messaged by a fairly – so a big thing in recent years on the internet are these like shirt of the day website type things. And a fairly big one of these that could be classified as one of those is TeePublic, which, Jason, what are the other sites that are under them? Was it Busted Tea?
And College Humor, yes.
And College Humor are all underneath this umbrella. TeePublic contacted us and say, hey, you seem to be pretty big in the realm of Disney fandom, and we're trying to, you know, we have a fair amount of product relating to Disney fans, whether it's Star Wars or Marvel or Disney or theme parks or whatever it might be. We think it'd be great if we partnered up and we had a WDWNT store on TeePublic. And so not only was this a cool idea because it's TeePublic, and I've bought stuff from them before, and I'm thinking, this is pretty neat. It's College Humor and Busted Tees, this is a pretty big deal. But then, of course, I realized, wait a minute, this means we could have WDWNT T-shirts and apparel.
Dun, dun, dun!
Right? Like this,
it was like a light went on in Tom's head.
This would be fantastic. So Disney Parks is doing all these great limited release T-shirts for attractions and things like that. So what if we cornered the market on T-shirts they won't make? And that's where we came up with an idea. A couple weeks ago on the show, we had our March Tragic Tournament. The idea of the tournament was 32 T-shirt designs that Disney would never produce. And we told you that we guaranteed the winner of the tournament and maybe a few other ones would be made as what we called a March Tragic T-shirt. Well, I'm proud to announce that a wonderful freelance artist created the artwork for us. And tonight we are, in fact, releasing our very first original T-shirt, which there you see Jason as the TeePublic store open. If you want to reach the store, just go to WDWNT.com. There's a link on the front page there. Click that TeePublic link. It's right at the top. Jason actually will take you there. Your screen's too small. But there it is. You just clear that. I know we haven't personalized the ad yet. Patty's working on that. But right now they have a sale, so we're pushing the sale. So if you click that link, Jason, go ahead and click that link, Jason.
Watch this. It's pretty cool.
Shop now. And it goes to our store.
Look at that.
Hey, Jason, can we show people this wonderful March Tragic shirt?
Oh,
I want to show
winners.
People the options here. If it opens, Jason's internet.
It's going.
The hard hats.
So the team that won the tournament with your votes was the Hollywood Studios hard hats. So what we did is we made a March Tragic shirt for the Hollywood Studios hard hats. There it is, $14.
Look at that.
Jason, could you blow up the artwork so people can see the artwork a little clearer maybe? Of course, people could just go see this themselves. There you go. It has March Tragic 2016 under there, WDWNT.com. But it's inspired by the Sorcerer's Hat. We turned the Sorcerer's Hat into a hard hat. And it's even got the little Mickey hand with the pointer there. It's pretty cool. There's a sale right now on the first couple days of the shirt. It's only $14. The nice thing about this is WDWNT gets a decent cut of this. Why is that nice? Well, we're still a nonprofit organization. We have a lot of big plans of things we'd like to do this year, things that will bring you coverage and new content and things that you've never seen before. We need money to do that. So instead of asking you to donate or whatever, we want to offer something fun, something different, And honestly, people have asked me legitimately for WDWN t-shirts, and I didn't just want to put out logo shirts, although we will have those also. I wanted to also do some fun stuff that you could wear around, but also is fun to wear, but also has the logo, and so you can support WDWNT as well. So it's a little bit of both. There you go. If you love this show, WDW News Tonight, we went ahead and put up a logo shirt for WDW News Tonight, fairly basic. We will do some more fun ones as time goes on, but I wanted to get that up because it was supposed to happen the very first week of the show, and it didn't. So there you go, News Tonight logo. But Jason, if you go back to the hard hats, I want to show people some of the fun stuff they can do. So the nice thing is go up to colors, because I don't like the white that much, honestly. There's blue and even some other colors I think pop really well with the logo. So you can pick, I like the gray a lot. The gray's really
great.
So you can pick all those colors, but then the great thing is if you scroll down, of course there's gender and style and all that stuff. But there's also different shirts. There's a kid's shirt. Jason's got the kid's shirt. I like the orange a lot. Scroll down. We have some other cool options. There's
the phone case.
I'm ordering the phone case, seriously. And I'm not just saying that. I'm wanting a new phone case. I think that design looks really great on a phone case.
That is crazy. Yeah. That's good stuff.
So phone cases, there's a print. I don't know if anyone wants the print, but if you do, it's there. I don't know. It's available regardless. Sweatshirt. I think the artwork, this artist who wants to remain nameless is doing some wonderful freelance stuff for us. We're actually working on a Country Bear related design that's going to come out in the next week or so as well. Tank tops more than a regular shirt. That's funny. Anyway, so there you go. Hollywood Studios hard hats and the WDW News Tonight logo shirt, our very first ventures into TeePublic. They are only at that $14 price the next, I believe, 3 days.
2 days.
2 days.
It's down to like, it ends, whatever it would be, 49 hours from now.
So this is a great way to support WDWNT, and I know you've all been asking for this for a long time. We're going to do some other ones. We're going to do the Tom Corliss mean tweets. We have some ideas for that one kicking around. There's a Delta Dreamflight shirt idea we're going to do. I think we're going to do something for Hollywood Studios Appreciation Week. I'm not sure yet. But this is something fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, do some stuff that Disney will never make but would be maybe cool stuff you can own. The other fun thing is in the store, Jason, if you can take us back to the main store, there is a tremendous community of artists on TeePublic who are doing some really fun Disney-related designs. And the fun thing is we're going to keep adding those to the store as well. So if you go through the front page of WDWNT, we actually get a couple bucks for every one of those shirts you order, but you have to click through WDWNT.com. Please don't go to TeePublic the other way. We don't get anything out of it. So it doesn't help the WDWNT cause, and we can't do fun stuff then.
This one's my favorite. In honor of Animal Kingdom's anniversary.
I like the Epcot one.
Yeah, that's
obviously
a great
we're
one.
Epcot
that's a good
boys.
One, too.
Yeah. Thank the Phoenicians. I love a salute to all nations, but mostly America, the Sam Eagle Muppet Vision shirt.
Oh.
So, like, there's already great stuff out there.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity. 2, 5, and 7 shirt is coming. Absolutely.
Has to.
Rackety Raccoon Whiny. We're going to do all the characters. There's a lot of fun ideas, and we're going to get cracking on them. But we have to prove this a success. So please help support this, you know, wear the WDWNT colors proudly. I really appreciate it. We love you guys, and we can use your support. And again, I never like to just take money. We want to provide something fun and something that you guys have been asking for. And so this, we think, is it's a great opportunity to finally have our own store, but in a way that's through an extremely reputable and well-known company that does great product.
And I want to mention, too, you know, we've got a handful of shirts in our store here, but you can actually shop the entire TeePublic catalog by going through that link on WWNT.com, and you would just type in, you know, if you want a shirt with Cinderella on it, you just type in Cinderella in the search box, and, you know, you can find a bunch of different things here. But as long as you go through the link on WWNT.com, we'll still get a bit of credit for whatever you buy from this entire catalog of stuff. So
there you go. Just go through WWNT.com. We're going to leave that link right on the front page. Again, this is a big deal for us. We're very excited about it, and we hope it's going to take
and yeah,
when TeePublic pitched it, they sent us this link, and I saw this artwork. I was like, they've got a lot of really talented people doing Disney art. So, you know, we're not alone out there, but we, of course, are going to put our WDWNT spin. But I'm really proud. Our freelance artist is really wonderful and wants to remain nameless, so I will honor that. But they are very talented, and I am so impressed at how good our design, our first design, came out. More and to come, but that Country Bear design she's very excited about and is going to be working on this week, so we'll see what happens with that. But this is exciting. And also, if you just want to wear the company colors, there's the News Tonight logo, and I'm going to work with Patty. We're going to get the WWE News Today logo on a shirt. We're going to get See You Relate, all the other entities of the company, all of our other fun stuff, 2, 5, and 7, and Tag Cloud of Doom and Rackety, and all that's going to be coming. Christmas Podcast Parade, all that stuff's going to be coming to shirts. We're gonna make this happen. So I want to thank you for your support. Thank you guys so much, and I know you guys have been waiting for it. WWNT app, stay tuned. Someone asked in the chat about it. There are exciting things happening at WWNT, and again, we need some revenue pouring in to make the fun stuff happen, so that's why we're sort of trying to get into these other things. Still a nonprofit organization, but we're trying very hard to do some new and exciting stuff. So.
Yep, and remember, this sale ends in 49 hours, so the prices will go back up to $20 in 2 days.
If you can't do it tonight, I will be posting tomorrow for the general public. But you guys tonight at WWE News Tonight have first crack at it. So anyway, start a Patreon. We're talking about stuff like that. Probably next week, week after, we'll talk more. Jason and I actually, we just had a meeting the other night where we talked about stuff like that. Anyway. We're going to move on with the show, I think, finally.
Yeah. Did you want to take a quick break to bring everybody else on?
I think is everybody standing?
People are mostly here. I don't think we need a break unless you want a break.
You want to take a break, Nick?
Yeah, just real quick. We'll regroup and we'll get everybody
else on. We're
going to
bring the panel in. We got some newcomers coming on board. It's going to be a good time. WWE News Tonight.
Not a zoo.
All right, we're back on WW News Tonight.
Not the zoo.
Not the zoo. Gotta love not the zoo.
Oh, I gotta put on my hat.
There you go for Animal Kingdom discussion.
Not the zoo. Animal Kingdom, it's many things, but there's one thing it's not. Not the zoo.
I look like such an idiot.
All right, so we'll talk about Animal Kingdom a little bit. We'll do a little bit of Who Ate Tom Now, and then we'll wrap up the live radio portion of the show, and then we'll do a little bit of an after show, probably.
We're running over time tonight.
For the online audience at listen.wdwnt.com. So, Tom, why don't you go ahead and introduce the panelists who we got on to discuss some Animal Kingdom with us.
Well, Nick, joining me on Safari tonight, Ashley Jasmer. Oh, we can't hear her now.
Hello.
Well, we can't hear you. Hopefully that'll get fixed. Eric Lancey.
Hi, everybody.
You may need to unmute. I don't know.
Oh, there's Eric. We can hear him.
Well, no, Eric's got it. I was talking about Ashley. Zach Hoover is in here somewhere.
Hey, gang. How's it going?
Hey. Back for the first time in a long time. Is Anthony Yaculo there somewhere?
Hello.
Is a squirrel at a computer?
He looks like a squirrel.
Yes, I am a squirrel at a computer.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's good to have you back, sir. Long time no see.
Thank you.
You're talented.
Jason Diffendahl with us as well.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Yeah, Ashley, you're definitely muted, by the way. I can see the little mute thing. Mic mute. But anyway. Jason, maybe help her out.
She keeps mute.
There we go. Oh, no.
No. Keeps mute. We're like having a mute
probably
fight.
The keyboard stroke, maybe.
Don't want to be muted, you.
No, can we hear her now?
Hi, Ashley.
No.
No, we still can't hear you. You might have muted somewhere else on your system. I don't know.
All right, well, anyway.
Figure it out.
Where would you like to start?
I'd like to start at Animal Kingdom, because that's what we're talking about today. We didn't read our ad. We got to plug them.
You mean Magical Travel?
Yeah.
We're brought to you by Magical Travel tonight, an authorized Disney vacation planner, always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can awaken summer and save up to 30% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, June 12th through August 25th, 2016, when you book by June 10th, 2016. Plus, you get an exclusive Awaken Summer BB-8 Graphic Magic Band when you upgrade to a room and theme park. For more info on this offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
Thank you, Nick. All right, well, I want to talk about Animal Kingdom while we have time on this show, and obviously we'll go over tonight because we didn't see a lot of time. So Animal Kingdom, it's been 18 years. The whole face of this park is going to change dramatically come May 27th. The park will be open to 11 nightly and at least very late for the rest of eternity at this point. Like, this is it. Like, no more. We're in the last month of the 6 and 7 p.m. closings. This is the end of an 18-year era for this park of being known as a half-day park. But here's the real question. Does all this new nighttime stuff in Avatar really make this a full-day park, or is it still a half-day park? What does everybody think? Feel free to
I'll start. I guess I always remember finding enough to do. I don't know what it was like when I visited with my family, even in the early days. I don't remember ever being necessarily a half day park. I remember going from open to close, and I don't know if that was just as a being like, I don't know, excited about a new park and wanting to stay there all day and exploring the animals and then walking around and do. I mean, we just probably go on rides a couple times each, I guess, so that would do it. And all the shows, I don't know. I always, throughout the years, even in recent years, I've always found enough to do. Well, not in the past year, but always found enough to do to make it what I would consider a full day experience. Like, it's not like I did Animal Kingdom and then needed to go do another park. I never felt that way about this park. And I don't know if that's just the way that me and my family and my friends went about the park. You know what I mean? Just never felt that way.
I think half-day park is kind of a misnomer, because there's certainly enough stuff to do where you can show up in the morning, do a bunch of rides, do the shows if you want to meander to see the tigers and the gorillas. I mean, it's a great meandering park if you like meandering.
Yeah.
And I think the problem was when you got to that, like, you know, it was not that you couldn't stay and have dinner. And mm-hmm. That's going to be the big difference, is now you can stay and have dinner and see a show. And so you're not going to plan to leave at 2 so you can get over to Epcot or wherever your dinner reservation is going to be. That's going to be the big difference, is you can stay for dinner, have a couple of drinks, watch the lights on the river. And that's going to be the what makes it a full day park.
Should the lights function at any point, you will be able to.
And I think to Zach's point, the reason it was considered a half-day park was because the park closed before the sunset. It is now being legitimized as a full-day park simply because you can spend your full day, no matter whether it's the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. There have always been enough attractions to complete that sort of that sweet spot of 10 to 12 attractions in a day. I think that sometimes we look at it as people who go fairly often or as annual pass holders, in that, hey, we're going and we've hit sort of the big things that we want to for today, let's go somewhere else, and not necessarily the typical guest that goes to Walt Disney World once every 3 to 5 years, where they're going to spend an entire day now. I think now what happens is that guest doesn't feel as though they're cheated because they're being asked to leave so early. Now they're able to stay the entire day and until it's time for them to go back to their resort, on or off property resort, and go to sleep for the night.
Exactly what Eric said. I think it was kind of a drop-in, drop-out kind of park for a lot of AP holders and a lot of, I'm going to say, more local guests. Kind of come in, do what you want to do, leave. I think the new dining options, and it actually, as both Eric and Zachary said, being open past sunset will do a whole heck of a lot for the park.
Does Ashley have a working microphone yet?
I don't. Ashley, can we? Can
nope.
Oh, we still can't hear you. That's weird. Just pull off your headset and use the computer mic.
It worked in rehearsal.
Right. It did. I'll go ahead and say, you know, people said Hollywood Studios was a half-day park when it first opened, too. But, you know, if you did
again
the whole
now.
Yeah, it wasn't. Now it is. But if you did the whole animation tour and stuff and took up a couple hours of strolling around, I mean, it's the same kind of thing where there are enough attractions, even now before the new things open, there are enough attractions to spend a whole day there. The question is, do you want to spend 2 hours walking the Maharaja Jungle Trek, or do you want to just skip it because you don't think because it's not a ride? I guess that's really what it comes down to. So it kind of depends on your perspective. But no, there's, you know, even when Animal Kingdom closed at 5, there was plenty of stuff to do to keep you there till 5. And,
needed a sit-down restaurant. I mean, that eats up an hour of your day or so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was just that after you ate at the sit-down restaurant at 5 o'clock for dinner, there wasn't anything else to do. But now there is. So, all right, Ashley, let's see if we can hear you now.
Nope.
Oh, we still can't hear you.
That's great.
Oh my.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's the fun of live. She's so fresh she has the headset off.
Just throw it.
We'll figure it out. All right. I don't know. I used to leave after parade. That was always my thing. We'd eat lunch and then we go see Jam and Jungle and get out of there. Was it a full day? I don't know if I agree it's a full day, even if you did everything. I don't know necessarily. Even if you did all the shows and everything. But you could get till 5 o'clock, I think, if you really tried. But now with the extra nighttime stuff, at least even if you get till 5, if you come back out, there's stuff to do. And honestly, the experience of doing Everest at night alone is worth the trip over there. Everest at night is really great. And I've never done Kali or... not that I like Primeval World, but it's still a different experience to do stuff at night, so I will.
River Rapids at night is amazing.
Holly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do that, I guess, it was probably after the Everest Challenge, I think, when they had the park open. That's probably when I was there, because I know I did it a few times. It was incredible. It's a really, really cool experience at night.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, you can make it a full day, and I think especially now, again, I'm a big fan of doing attractions twice in one day, especially when those attractions are dinosaurs. So, yeah. Ashley, fix her head or figure it out.
I think so.
Oh, we can hear you.
Yay! So I got so distracted by trying to make it work, I totally lost track of what we were even talking about.
Animal Kingdom was a full day. Do you spend a full day at Animal Kingdom typically?
I always thought so, personally. But then I enjoy walking. Like, I would get there at 8 o'clock in the morning and ride the very first safari and then walk all the animal trails and then ride Everest and try to stay as late as possible because the park is just beautiful in the evening. So I would try to push it. But I can see how the average Disney guest, like y'all said, wouldn't necessarily see the value in staying all day and walking and seeing all the animals. So I kind of see both sides of the argument.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think what's going to happen now is that people who still don't want to spend the time to walk the animal trails or go to, Rafiki's Planet Watch or something like that. Now they can go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning and, ride some rides there and then head over to Animal Kingdom after lunch and stay through the night.
Yeah, and they can see Jason's head projected on the Tree of Life. Like,
right? That's right. Look at the new Tree of Life lighting.
That's going to be the show, Jason's face on the tree.
This is the temporary show until Rivers of Light debuts.
Yeah. Great.
Or if they get there in the morning and realize they still have all day, they might get drawn into those animal things because they have time to kill before a Rivers of Light fast pass or a later dinner reservation.
And they have time to do Wilderness Explorers now, which is a fairly long experience if you want to complete the whole book. So, but anyway, I want to pause this conversation for a moment, guys. Stick around. When we come back after 11, we're going to talk more about Animal Kingdom. But, Nick, I know we have some stuff we have to get to.
Oh, we certainly do, Tom. It's time to find out who hates Tom now. All right. This is an exciting segment. We haven't actually done it in a couple weeks, have we?
You've been too busy to do it.
All right. Here we go. We got some Rivers of Light stories and stuff like that that people getting on you for this. Tony writes in, kind of sad that you're reporting rumors on nothing of fact. Yeah, nothing factual there. Fact is, Rivers of Light will not be in the press release because of the delay. They're not going to promote something until they're ready to open it.
Meanwhile, so, I like that the next day they put out the piece that has saying there's a placeholder show because they
All right, more Rivers of Light stuff. LOL wrote in about your post there. Not really. Hashtag rumor at best.
Hey, remember that time Disney then said, "Hey, it's not debuting this summer."
They're just tweaking a few things, Tom. It'll be open soon. Get facts before reporting rumors.
So soon that we've got a Jungle Book commercial.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Oh, I like this one. This is the Tower of Terror bar, Tom. Tower of Terror bar. This one shows your true colors, Tom. Brad wrote in, what is the source of this rumor? I just think it's weird that 3 weeks after I wrote a blog post about how cool it would be to have a Tower of Terror bar based on the speakeasy in Anaheim, that all of a sudden it is happening. If this is true, obviously I'll be super excited, but I don't see any of Disney's websites quoting sources, Tom. So this is what you do. You look around to other people's blog posts, and then you formulate rumors based on other people's blogs.
I think
this
he actually has that backwards. Typically, people read WDWNT, and that's how they formulate their rumors based on.
Can't believe you do that, Tom. Every single time.
That's me.
That's where you're. That's why you have no sources.
Scourge of the Disney online community.
So that's it. That's it. Those are the people that hate Tom.
By the way,
this week.
Tower of Terror story quoted on Fox News and all kinds of other fun media.
Oh, okay.
It's been a good week. And the Avatar flyover is featured on Slash Film today.
Whoa.
How about that?
Look at that.
That's pretty cool. It's a big site.
Love taking those aerial photos.
Things are going pretty well here at WWNT right now.
Oh, and I want to thank everybody. Big news. My Disney Infinity 3.0 toy box, A Future World of Epcot, was chosen in the Epcot Challenge as a developer's pick. It was one of the top five toy boxes of the Epcot Challenge. My Future World Epcot is there for everybody to download.
How do they find it?
They go to the download section. If you use the Disney Infinity, you go to the community section, downloads. It's right on the front page. It's one of the top five toy boxes. It is Future World, and my username is Sunny Eclipse. I have more likes and more downloads than any of the other Epcot Challenge boxes up there. People are enjoying it.
You are like the Tom Corliss of Disney Infinity.
So excited.
More downloads. Anyway, all right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Check us out on TeePublic. Buy some shirts.
Heck yeah. WWNT.com.
And remember, kids, you made it. And guess who made it back with you? I better find it before security does. Thanks for everything.